The NCAA Women's Tournament will crown a champion on Tuesday night. Two semifinal games on Sunday will determine whether the final will feature the two teams everybody has been assuming it would feature for most of the season, UConn and Notre Dame. Joining me is ESPN's Michelle Smith. Michelle, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
Maryland, a four seed, is the longest shot in the Final Four. They beat a number one seed, Tennessee, to reach the main stage. Were they underappreciated when the tournament began?
I don't think so. I think this is one of those teams that was probably playing really well at the end of the season, and then they just kept playing well through the tournament. They did knock off Tennessee, and then they went and knocked off Louisville at Louisville in the regional finals. So this is a team that's got some serious basketball chops at this point, and they'll be headed to the Final Four with some momentum.
The Terrapins will play Notre Dame in the first semifinal on Sunday. There was, I assume, no doubt that Notre Dame would be a number one seed.
No, Notre Dame was absolutely a number one seed, being one of the two unbeaten teams going into the tournament. I think that the conversation was at that point whether or not it would be, say, Connecticut or Notre Dame as the overall number one seed, although I don't think anybody disputes that Connecticut has been the national title favorite since the season began and probably since the last season ended. But Notre Dame is a very good team, but the storyline has changed a little bit with the ACL injury to Natalie Achonwa, who was one of their best players, one of their senior leaders, was averaging 20 points a game in the NCAA tournament, and now the Irish will play without her.
An AP article written about the regional semifinals of the tournament featured this headline, "Bigger crowds and blowouts." Bigger crowds is good for the women's game, of course, not so much blowouts, right?
No, not so much, but I don't think that that was universally true. I mean, going to home sites for the regional semifinals and finals was sort of a one-time only thing that the tournament committee decided to do this year. And I would say this, having covered games at one of the home sites at Stanford, it is a trade-off for the women's game because you are trading off loud crowds and very full arenas for what many coaches feel is a competitive disadvantage to have to play such an important game on somebody else's home court.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that the games were close in the regional final rounds by and large, and I also think there was great crowd support, so I think it's not an easy choice for women's basketball.
Stanford has had only one fairly close game in the tournament, which is one more than Notre Dame or Connecticut has had. Stanford only beat North Carolina in the quarterfinals by 9 points. Did they look good enough on that night to go any further?
You know, there isn't anybody probably outside of the Stanford locker room and the Stanford family who thinks they have a shot against Connecticut just because of the season Connecticut's had and how complete they are as a team. But they're such familiar opponents. This will be their fourth meeting in the Final Four in the last 7 years. These coaches know each other well. These two teams played in November. I mean, there certainly aren't any secrets here. So I think for Stanford, it's a matter of playing at their absolute best to have a shot. And I think then it still is probably just a shot.
Okay, enough compulsory window dressing. I, like almost everybody else, am assuming that the final will see Connecticut playing Notre Dame. Does UConn undefeated roll, or does Notre Dame, also undefeated, but missing, as you mentioned, a key player, senior Natalie Achonwa, trip them up?
I am not 100% convinced that Notre Dame is going to get there now. I think that's a huge injury to have this late in the season and a very quick adjustment that your team has to make to playing without a major player who's played there all year. I'm not 100% sure Notre Dame gets there, but I think they will. And I think once they get there, it will be very difficult for them to compete with Connecticut without Achonwa, because I think she's just made one of their major cogs. And you don't go into the national championship game playing against a loaded Connecticut team with something less than your best team.
Michelle Smith covers women's basketball for ESPN. Thanks, Michelle.
You've got it.